Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We are getting close to Christmas now.
It's so exciting. Almost Christmas.
There you go. Thank you so much. Of course, through the month and also online at your website, EckertCenter.com. People can listen to the podcast section there. We've been talking about 7 tips to support your sensitive child through Christmas.
That's right. And 4 and 5 is where we're going today, Mike. So here is tip number 4. Allow children access to familiar food. It's really important for your children to have autonomy over what new foods they try or don't try. Ensuring that your child has access to some of their favorite healthy or familiar food items on Christmas Day, in case they don't like the traditional Christmas food offered, is going to be a lifesaver. Just as we wouldn't like to be forced by another adult to eat foods that we don't like, children generally don't react well to being forced to eat certain foods. And remember, Mike, if your child's a fussy eater, this isn't going to suddenly change on Christmas Day.
That's for sure.
Save yourself and them the stress and fuss in front of extended family by bringing along their favorite foods from home if you're eating at someone else's house or in a public venue.
Good point. Yes, I'm sure for some children that may not enjoy, like, Brussels sprouts, today is not the day to make sure they're going to love it.
No, exactly. And tip 5, this is my favorite and so important for parents to know. Allow your child to use you as a secure base during social events and stressful situations. Children regulate stress and anxiety levels through closeness and proximity to their parent, the person they feel safe with. When children experience stress in their environment, this can trigger and activate their attachment system, and they may turn towards their, quote, attachment figures, seeking your help, protection, or support to manage the big feelings that might be coming up for them. Once your child feels safe and settled, they will be ready to explore their environment again, knowing they can use you as their secure base to return to if they encounter something scary or stressful. By allowing your child to use you as their secure base, they will be more confident to go out and explore a Christmas occasion and to interact with people that may be unfamiliar to them. So this is, again, based on the beautiful work of John Bowlby. And here's a quote from him. All of us, from the cradle to the grave, are happiest when life is organized as a series of excursions, long or short, from the secure base provided by our attachment figures. Expect and accept that children will be more clingy in strange situations, novel environments, and with people they don't know well. And Mike, this is God's built-in system. He designed it this way. And when we as parents can expect it and be that secure base for our children, their anxiety will settle and they will be able to explore and have fun at a Christmas event.
So true. Thank you so much for sharing that, Kimberly. I guess we're going to continue next week, but for now, I was wondering if you can share with our Shine family a little bit about Eckert Center and the services you provide?
Yes, so you can visit EckertCenter.com, and there you'll get a full explanation of the assessment services we provide, counseling services we provide, and the academics and brain training programs that we have for neurodiverse learners. And, of course, you can listen to the extended podcast right on our website and enjoy the full conversation that you and I have had today, Mike.
Thank you very much, Kimberly. EckertCenter.com. And I guess I better wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Well, and Merry Christmas to you, Mike, and your family, and to the Shine listeners. I so appreciate being part of the Shine family.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. Glad to have you in our Shine family, too.
Thank you.